Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV and your Packers Daily Chat live on the Cheesehead TV social channels across the street from Lambeau Field, live from Green Bay. That's right. It's almost training camp. As Joey said in the comment section, it's the last day of pre-camp, people. Enjoy it. Live it up. Soak it up. Because tomorrow, they hit the practice field and then all hell breaks loose. Hopefully not. But you never know. Hope you're all doing well. Aaron Rodgers is in the building, literally arriving moments ago, right over there. Good to have him back in the fold. Obviously, that was the big news yesterday. Now we will see, as guys report, I'm sure news will trickle out throughout the day regarding who's being looked at medically, who's being placed on PUP. Obviously, David Bakhtiari is a big name to watch for in that regard. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see you all. I hope you've all, each and every one of you, downloaded Underdog Fantasy and the app. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. An Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles it all for you. Go to underdogfantasy.com or download the app, draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. And if you use code CheeseheadTV, code Cheesehead, they will just give you $25. Come on, free money. Who doesn't love free money? Do it, people. Vince, starting us off with a super chat. Thanks a lot, buddy. Some say the 2014 playoff loss hurts, but to me, that 2015 playoff loss to the Cardinals hurts more. Rodgers' Hail Mary for OT, for Larry Fitzgerald, Fitz to pull a Lord Marshall and take our soul like Riddick. Lot going on there in that super chat. Vince, you got your money's worth. Why are we trying to bring up old hurts on the eve of camp? It's pre-camp, baby. I hear you, though, Vince. Thank you for the support. Well, we got super chats. I don't want to miss any. Brad B., what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Do you find it creepy when people track players' flights? I see Demoski was tracking Rodgers to New Mexico and on to Wisconsin and got some criticism on Twitter for it. Isn't it an invasion of privacy? No, flight information is public. No matter how much owners of private planes want to keep their jaunts private, that's public information. Every plane has a transponder that is trackable and completely in the public domain. True story, and I think I said this yesterday, but if I didn't, let me get this out there right now. Cheesehead TV, we were tracking Rodgers' plane all throughout the summer. We knew Rodgers was in Hawaii before TMZ reported it, but we didn't mention anything publicly because that's none of our business. It has nothing to do with the Packers. But the moment he was Green Bay bound, ready to come back to work, that was about the Packers, and we felt confident that it was time to share people where he was headed, back to Green Bay. I have no problem with that. Now, we did stop when it was clear that he was going to be making stops along the way, because none of that has anything to do with us. But he's coming back to Green Bay. That has to do with the Packers. We're devoted to Packers fans worldwide who want to know where the hell their starting quarterback is. It's that simple. Mike, thanks for the super chat. Camp is cool, but motel men at Mile of Music. There you go, Mike. That's what I'm talking about. Thanks for the shout out. Yeah, my group will be playing next Thursday night. Hi, Aaron. Thanks for the quality reporting. As always, Benjamin, you must have me confused with someone else, but thank you very much. Craig, thanks for the super chat. If the Randall Cobb reports are true, will it help Amari Rodgers or hurt him in the long run? I think it'll help. Great to have him there to mentor the young man, and you don't have to force him into the lineup right away. I'm still very skeptical of the Randall Cobb stuff. Maybe it happens. We'll see. But I'll be very surprised. Mike, thanks again for the super chat. Can we put it some sort of Space Jam-esque contract escalator where if Rodgers wins us a Super Bowl, we grant him his freedom release? I doubt it'd be that simple, but you never know. Once we get the details of the contract, it's gonna be very interesting to look at. Kevin, thanks for the super chat. This season slogan, win one for the bun. I don't know about all that. I'd rather win one for Ted Thompson, but that's just me. Murphy has a term limit. Yes, he does. That is correct. He has to retire at age 70. And one would think the tea leaves would suggest that Ed Policy will be taking over for him. Fred, thanks for the super chat. Is there a sports betting site that is still going off the 5% chance that Rodgers will be back? I don't like money, actually, but it helps my nerves. I don't know. I'm sure most places have taken the Packers off the board completely until it's, you know, Rodgers is on the practice field on Wednesday. But we'll see. TKM, good to see you at your post. Murphy bashing, I do not get it. The guy is probably the most knowledgeable man in the NFL outside of Madison Avenue. What say you, Pappies? I think his public persona doesn't help him, right? He is very uncomfortable in a public setting, even though it is part of the gig. That doesn't automatically mean he's going to be good at it. But I do think he has been a pretty damn good steward of the Packers franchise as during his time as CEO. Now, you know, he's gone through both now the Brett Favre thing and the Aaron Rodgers thing, and that is probably what most people will remember, which is unfortunate because I think he does do a lot of good work for the Packers. But, you know, you're going to be judged a lot publicly, especially the publicly owned franchise, but what you say in public, how you act in public, and that just is not his ballywick, as one might say. But I certainly don't think he's the bumbling idiot he gets made out to be. I think that's ridiculous. Dawson, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Being in Green Bay looks good on you. Go, Pack, go. Thank you. It's good to be here. Alan says, it's time for football, ladies and gentlemen. Could not agree more. What happens today at camp, Nags? Brandy, pretty much guys will report. We saw Aaron Rodgers enter a little while ago. They'll take physicals. They'll get kind of ingested, so to speak, back into daily football life. We usually hear from the head coach on report day, but so far, right before I went live, I checked again, and we don't have anything from Matt LaFleur today. So I'm suspecting that we won't hear from coach until tomorrow morning before practice. But today they will get in, they will have their medicals, and then undoubtedly, like I said, we'll start to hear word of who's looking what medically, who's being put on PUP that we don't know already. And then tomorrow morning, they hit the practice field. When will Rodgers have to speak to the media? Good question, Bethany. I would suspect he doesn't have to until the regular season starts, but I would suspect he and the Packers would most likely try to get him in front of a microphone sooner rather than later so they can put this behind them. It wouldn't surprise me if he talks tomorrow. And it also wouldn't surprise me if they held off in a few days just to get things sorted out on their end internally. But he will speak at some point soon. There's no doubt of that. Don't miss the super chats, Aaron. Zach, thanks for the super chat. Random Twitter perks, no longer needing a calendar because once Bears fans start talking shit, you know it's July and camp is right around the corner. That's a very apt description there, Zach. Very much agreed. B-Town, thanks for the super chat. When do we hear Rodgers downplay everything? As I was just saying, whenever he gets in front of a microphone, which could be tomorrow, could be the end of the week. But I suspect we have this stretch now, Wednesday through Saturday, four straight practices. I got to suspect Rodgers will speak after one of those. But we'll see. Oh, let's see what else we got. Yo, did you hear Rodgers is back? Yeah, I did. Are you a fan of Coach? I am a big fan of Matt LaFleur. As we said on Packer Transplants,
Matt LaFleur is awesome.
I love Matt. I think he's the perfect coach for the Green Bay Packers. I think he's done worlds of good for Aaron Rodgers. And I think he's done a fantastic job of putting his finger on the pulse of his team. And that's one of those unquantifiable things that you just kind of feel it and know it when you see it. And Matt certainly has it. Now, and I can't discount everything he's done on the offensive side of the ball. Clearly, we'll see what happens on defense with the hiring of his own defensive coordinator. But for the most part, I think Matt has been an absolute home run for Mark Murphy, who we were just talking about a little while ago. Now, it's still early in his tenure, and we'll see how he does without Rodgers. There are undoubtedly bumps in the road to come, but I think he's doing damn good work. Craig, thanks for the super chat. If you could give Rodgers truth serum and have him answer one question, what would you ask? Why aren't you wearing the Cheesehead TV gear we sent you? That's what I would ask. Walter, thanks for the super chat. Now in news, who won the standoff, the Packers or the Rodgers? We won. The fans won. Did they, though? Did we, though? Did we have a whole summer that gave us ulcers and we spent hours and hours pontificating about whether Rodgers was coming back or not? Did we win? I mean, I know he's back, and that makes him a Super Bowl contender, so that's great, right? We're happy about that, but did we win? I'll tell you what, though. It is insanely funny to watch, you know, either people in Rodgers' camp or maybe Bears fans or some people in the media try and twist this into a Rodgers win. Like, what is different now than when they literally walked off the field, off that field in January in the NFC Championship game loss? What is different other than that final year of Rodgers' contract is voided and there are some mechanisms put in place, though who knows what the hell that means, regarding him being able to choose his destination next year. But other than that, the Packers are pretty much right where they wanted to be. They've got another year to develop the guy they picked to be the successor. They've got their MVP back and a run to the Super Bowl. The Packers didn't lose anything here. It is funny to watch people try and tie themselves in knots to make that a case. Brandy, what is it like to have access to Lambo that us commoners do not? I will tell you what, Brandy, I never, ever, not for a second, take it for granted. That's why, if you follow me on Insta, I have pictures up where I'm taking pictures of the signs and I'm walking through the tunnel, and that never gets old, ever. And I know, just sitting with the other guys in the media, the other women in the media, it's just a job for most of them. Not all of them, but most of them. I don't take any of it for granted. Not a second. It's amazing. Smith, thanks for the super chat. How much does Rodgers' negotiating power next year rely on him having another near MVP season? That is something that has not been talked about a lot, but how much direction is he really able to give if he stinks it up this year? Now, I don't expect that to happen. I expect him to continue to play at a high level, maybe not the same level as last year, but at a high level. But ultimately, I think this concession about giving him control of his future is somewhat about everything he's done for the franchise. You heard Mark Murphy somewhat clumsily mention that yesterday in the shareholders meeting. I think it'll play into it, but I don't think it's a driving factor. Fred, thank you for the super chat. Am I the only one who was kind of hoping that Rodgers doesn't show up until after the second preseason game? Give Love them reps. I hear you. I think Love will play most of the preseason anyway. We all know Rodgers hates preseason and has rarely played. And I think, yeah, Love needs every rep he can get. So I do think it'll still be the Jordan Love show in preseason. I think it does hurt because, you know, Love not getting those reps with the ones during camp will, you know, it's a lost opportunity. But for the most part, obviously it's good to have Aaron back, and that's the most important thing. If the Packers win a Super Bowl, will this be an afterthought? Aaron wants to win, but Brady is less greedy. Brady is less greedy? Brady is married to a billionaire. Well, not a billionaire, but a multimillionaire. It's easy for him to be less greedy. Will this be an afterthought? I don't know about that. I think we will kind of look back at it and laugh a little bit, but there are some people, I'm sure, who maybe this has tainted their perception of Rodgers forever. Some people be able to, like, let bygones be bygones and go about their merry way. I think it really depends on who you ask. Andrew, thank you for the super chat. Is it true that the real Lombardi trophies are in the locker room and the ones in the Hall of Fame are facsimiles? Rumor I heard years ago. Rodgers is back. Go, Pack, go, Pappies. Andrew, I'll have to ask. I'm not sure. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. This whole saga exposed who the real fans are. Woo, that's a deep one, man. That's a deep cut. I don't know if it's real fans. It's just how you fan, right? I don't begrudge anybody for being an Aaron Rodgers fan and for wanting the Packers to bend over backwards to do what he wants. I get it, man. Superstars are powerful. Superstars keep you in the game and let you win a lot of games. And the fear of going back to mediocrity and or horribleness, a la the 70s and 80s, is a real specter. So it's hard for me to, you know, say, oh, you're not a real fan just because you're an Aaron Rodgers fan and you love Rodgers and you love watching him play football. I mean, look, I didn't watch the Bucs all year, right? And then, you know, they made their run and I started watching late in the playoffs, and I love Giannis, man. I absolutely fell in love with Giannis. If Giannis wasn't on that team, I wouldn't care. It's that simple. So I get it, man. I get it. Not everybody has to be a diehard, you know, do your live shot across the street from Lambeau diehard of the team. It's all right, man. People dig what you dig. When can I order my Blake Bortles jersey? I love it. Let me see. Don't want to miss any super chats. Go, Pack, go. I'm not sure if we won as the fans. The amount of hair I lost off my head since April because of this is unspeakable. Also, he may choose to stay here. He may, but he also may not have that choice. He's been given the opportunity to choose where he ends up. I don't know if he's been given the opportunity to demand that he sticks around. If the Packers want to move to Jordan Love, I think they're going to move to Jordan Love. Shallow cross the Rubicon. That's great. Jim, thanks for the super chat. Seeing you standing in front of Lambeau, kicking off the preseason and turning the page on the drama makes me so happy. Have a beer and a Kroll's burger on me. Jim, I did both of those yesterday, and I'll do both of those today. And today I'll raise that beer in your honor. Thank you for the super chat, Jim. Very nice of you. Brian, thank you for the super chat. 2024 NFL draft in Green Bay should be at Kroll's. I can't wait, man. I really hope they get that because this place is going to be off the hook if they do. The Rush Center looks beautiful. There's tons of space over in Titletown. Yeah, it'll be amazing if the Packers get the draft. That'd be incredible. Cap, you never cared about basketball. Steven, I was watching Sidney Moncrief when you were itching your daddy's pants. Don't talk to me about basketball. No. Not today. Not today, son. You were a glimmer in your daddy's eye when I was watching the Bucks back in the day. I just don't care about him anymore. NBA refs ruined my love of that sport. Hey, Nags, any chance you'll check out EAA? I doubt it. Who wants to go to Oshkosh? Come on, man. No, I'm kidding. But no, I doubt I'll get down there. But I know I used to work at that, like, way, I was like 30 years ago. I used to work at that that mall across the outlet mall at the Ralph Lauren store. And EAA was always nuts. But it's always cool. I love the museum there. They have one of the original miniatures of the Millennium Falcon. When I was a kid, that was thebomb.com. But yeah, no, I doubt I'll make it down there this year. I think a lot of the bashing comes from overreacting. It seems the media has no room for really good people who are human and occasionally can make mistakes. There's always only perfect or terrible. Yeah, I think that's not just the media, though. That's online discourse in general, right? I think that's just kind of how it goes in this day and age. I totally forgot Bortles was on the team. Yeah, can't say I blame you. Prophet, thanks for the super sticker. Very nice of you. Hey, guys, before I forget, you know, I understand it's summer now and we're all hot and wearing t-shirts and whatever, but at some point the weather will turn and you're going to need a quality hoodie. And if you need one, you want to rep the Packers, check out VINFL.com. That's VINFL.com. Vintage NFL, the Vintage Football League. You want to check out this Acme Packers hoodie. Use code CheeseheadTV for 15% off. This is an amazing piece. You want to use it. You want it in your life. Look at that thing. You know that picture from all my chats at home. Check it out. Good stuff from our buddy Doug in Sandpoint, who's been gracious enough to partner with us for his latest creation. What else we got, folks? What else we got? All right, got that one. Walter again. What's up, man? Let me retract. If Tay extended, then as a fan, I win. There you go. I like that. That's great if they extend Tay. And don't get it twisted. That could happen before. I doubt before camp, but definitely before season, before week one, Devontae could get done. No doubt about it. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Aaron, Rogers has to be one set name. Okay. I don't know what that means. Amar, thanks for the super chat. Just joined. What was going on with MVS leaving with his stuff? Sorry if you spoke on this. Amar, I have no idea what you're talking about. So we'll find out. This is the downfall of Twitter, is we are given live time, you know, real-time updates about stuff that most likely is just mundane, but everybody frets about it and goes, oh my God, what's going on? What's going on? MVS left with this stuff. It's going to be all right. Take a breath. Craig, thanks for the super chat. If the Lions beat the Packers in the season finale, will Murphy and Gutekunst be held accountable for letting the laser show go? They should be held accountable right now. Letting the laser show go is a bigger mistake than pissing off Aaron Rodgers, I jest. But I really don't like that they let him go. Dopeco, what's up, man? Forgive me, I just joined. Did you cover the potential Randall Cobb trade? I'm sorry if you covered this already. I did a little bit, only because could it happen? I guess it's in the realm of possibility. I just don't see it happen. I can't imagine the Packers acquiesce that way, especially for a guy who has a $10 million, well, a little less, like $8 or $9 million cap hit. Maybe the restructuring of Rodgers' contract opens up that cap room, but it seems awfully far-fetched. But hey, you know, they've done crazier things before. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but they've done them. Can you confirm if Aaron requested Bulaga's original ACL to come back? Yes. Yes, I can. That is 100% true. Had a dream last night that 12 got hurt in training camp. Woke up, giggled, shed a tear, and went back to bed. Blake, why are you putting that out in the universe? Why you got to do that, man? Cobb is a link to an old offense and a step backwards for Matt LaFleur's offense. I mean, I don't know about a step back for Matt's offense. He does have to get up to speed if that is going to be the case. So, you know, I think Randall's still got some gas in the tank, though. Well, don't discount him. They could do a new contract with Cobb, no? Well, they could, yeah. But you got to take on the contract first when you make the trade. How do you think this whole ordeal will impact the rookies and young players? Hardly at all. Man, they're just out here trying to win a job, most of them. You know, they'll see Aaron Rodgers and be like, oh, well, that's Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, especially that since it's hasn't dragged into camp, you know, he's going to be here for the first practice. It's going to be business as usual. Get on the grass and start working. I doubt it affects much of anything. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to your chat. There's a ton of them. We're in pre-camp for one more day, and then tomorrow I'll be coming to you live from over there. We'll hear from Coach early in the morning. I'll be doing my Packers Daily, hopefully at 10 a.m. Eastern. That may change, though, depending on the Packers schedule. Then we'll have practice, and then we'll hear from a couple players, and then I'll do an extra cheese wrap-up. And I'll be hopefully doing that schedule most any day there's practice. So thanks so much for the support. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.